When an author writes more than 80 books and sells more than 350 million copies of them, he might be onto something. Throw in the many, many screen adaptations and hit movies, and you've got none other than Stephen King. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews a selection of King's work, including his latest thriller. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. A 12-year-old genius boy from the suburbs of Minneapolis is the hero of Stephen King's latest thriller, The Institute. Luke Ellis has already been admitted to MIT and Emerson to study engineering and English, but as his dad puts it, he's like any other kid. Once his homework's done and his chores, he boots up the Xbox or shoots hoops in the driveway with his friend Rolf. He still watches SpongeBob SquarePants. Well, maybe not exactly like any other kid, because in addition to his IQ, his excellent manners, and his photographic memory, Luke has something more, an ability that looks like telekinesis, though he's not usually able to deploy it intentionally. When he feels strong emotions, objects around him move. Every once in a while, he can make a pizza pan slide across a table or flutter the pages of a book. His parents have downplayed this quirk, as they feel his academic prowess is more important to his future. They are wrong, but they won't live to find out. They are about to be murdered by a team of kidnappers who snatch Luke out of bed and spirit him away to a secret facility in the Maine woods, where children who have telekinetic or telepathic abilities are tested and tortured, then moved to a closed area from which they do not return. Paranormal and psychic abilities have played a role in many of King's 50-plus bestsellers, and once again, he's able to weave this element into an otherwise realistic fictional world in a way that makes it all completely believable. The kids are the heart of this book, and they are a dear bunch. The punk girl, the handsome rebel, the doltish athlete, the anxious bedwetter, and Luke's crush-slash-mentor, the empathic Kalisha. Their psychic powers are woven into their personalities in a way that keeps them from becoming comic book superheroes. They seem like real kids. Just as King can totally make you believe that these kids can move furniture with their minds, he can convince you that there's a hole in time located in the back of a diner in Maine where you can walk right through to the morning of September 9th, 1958. This is the premise of 11-22-63, in which a high school teacher named Jake Epping travels back in time to try to stop Lee Harvey Oswald from shooting President Kennedy. It's not so easy. As Jake soon learns, the past doesn't want to be changed, and every time he gets close to a major history-changing moment, things start to go very, very wrong. Flat tires, muggers, stomach viruses, the past will try anything to be left alone. Of course, this does not stop our hero, who keeps going back and staying longer each time. All this is interspersed with action that probes the conspiracy and lone gunman theories and makes a detailed study of Lee Harvey Oswald and his Russian wife, Marina. While we're on the subject of this great American writer, I have to mention his classic book, On Writing. The book opens with memoir, most memorably the story of King's near-death experience in 1999 when he was hit by a van walking down a country road. From there, it goes on to give solid advice to aspiring writers. You'll never feel the same about adverbs or dialogue attributions again.
The books are The Institute, 11-22-63, and On Writing by Stephen King. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.